Everybody, welcome back to my Subaru. I am on my way to Oakdale to visit my daughter who turns 25 years old tomorrow. This is a big week in the Miller home. It is Saturday was Kira's gotcha day, the day we signed papers to finalize her adoption. Bodie, our dog, his birthday was also on Saturday. Yesterday, my son turned 20 years old. Tomorrow, my daughter turns 25. So it's a busy week for us Millers, and it's a busy life for us Millers. But I wanted to just remind you guys of something I've been thinking about. Just had a conversation with one of my best friends who has some struggles with anxiety, and I was just reminded and have been thinking about a passage that I've shared with many of you before. If you've been around for the last couple of years, I've preached on this, I've done devotions on it, but it is the go-to passage in my mind for anyone who struggles with worry, with anxiety, with fears, with depression. And it's found in Philippians chapter 4. Beginning in verse 6, it says this, "Rejoice in the Lord." And again, I say rejoice. "Let your kindness be known to all." And then it says, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition," and here's the key, "with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And then it says, "And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Whew. There's so much packed in those few verses. First of all, there's two amazing promises that God gives us. One is the Lord is near. The Lord is near. Think about that. He is near. We're not always aware of His nearness. But when we take time to rejoice, and to rejoice is a choice, the sense or the awareness of God's nearness becomes more prevalent in our minds. And then He says that we can pray. We can bring to Him all of our requests, all of our petitions. Like I had to remind some students of mine this week, God may say no, He may say wait, but He always invites us to come to Him with our requests. But the caveat, and this is to me the power of the passage, with thanksgiving. There's something about having an attitude of gratitude. There's something about being thankful, no matter what your circumstances are, but choosing to give thanks and to be grateful. There's something powerful, supernatural that takes place in us when we focus our mind and our thoughts on being grateful, finding the good in every situation. There's something that is unleashed within us in the by the power of God that protects us, that guards our hearts and minds with His peace. Both anxiety and peace cannot inhabit your heart and mind at the same time. Paul goes on and he says, "Whatever is true, whatever is lovely, whatever is pure, whatever is of good report, whatever is excellent, whatever is praiseworthy, think," and that's the key, "think about these things." Our minds are incredibly powerful. And now they can actually measure the brain waves, and we can actually reshape our brains when we practice gratitude on a regular basis. Some of you know I've shared this before, but I am going up on 3.5 years of daily coming up with 3 things that I'm grateful for. And I try really hard to not repeat myself. I'm sure I have a couple of times. I mean, how many times can I look out at the sky and the mountains and the redwoods and not be thankful? But I try really hard to not repeat myself, but to come up with something new every day that I'm grateful for. And I can't think of another discipline, another practice that I have implemented into my life that has been more powerful and life-changing for me. So I want to encourage you, Maybe you're struggling with anxiety. Maybe you've allowed fear or worry to kind of creep in, doubt, uncertainty. You have the tools in Christ. You have the resources in Christ to defeat worry and anxiety, depression and fear. But you have to do your part. See, the promise is the Lord is near. The promise is that the peace of God will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. But we have to do our part. We have to pray, we have to give thanks, and we have to focus our thoughts on what is true. God bless you guys. Hey, real quick, this Sunday, weather permitting, we plan to have another outdoor service. And so I hope you can make it. I hope you'll join us. I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday. So God bless. Have a wonderful day.